Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 13 up to 30. Pretoria, 14, 31. And Polokwane, 17, 32.
Big problems and heavy delays in Maritzburg on Albertina Sisulu Road between the N1 Highway and Spencer Street. Thanks for all the messages we've been getting through on the WhatsApp line about that. And traffic is moving slowly in Germiston because of a stationary vehicle on the N12 East after the Edenvale Road exit.
In your sport headlines, Rassie Erasmus confident in squad depth as he releases players for the URC season openers, and Mbappe suffers thigh injury before Madrid derby.
The Pretoria Magistrates Court has today sentenced former SANDF Special Forces operator Leon Santos Conga to life imprisonment for the rape and attempted murder of his former partner. This case is, however, much different to other cases of attempted murder than it sounds. Why? Because in 2018, AfriForum's private prosecution unit took the case of Antoinette Ndishishi, who accused the former partner of failing to disclose his HIV status and infecting her with the virus.
Antoinette has displayed incredible resolve to have her voice heard and to ensure justice was done. But it is a demonstration of how hard women have to fight within the criminal justice system to hold perpetrators of gender-based violence accountable.
That's AfriForum's spokesperson, Barry Bateman. Magistrate Fikiswa Ntlati found no reason to deviate from imposing the prescribed minimum sentence of life imprisonment after the court convicted Conga of rape and attempted murder crimes in June this year. And Tshwane Mayor Celia Brink's future is on shaky ground as political parties gear up for a motion of no confidence against him tomorrow. The ANC filed a fresh motion after withdrawing their previous one in July. So the earlier motion was halted when the DA sought an urgent court order to prevent Brink's removal. Anastasi Mokhobu has the details.
Negotiations between political parties are in full swing as the DA fights to retain control of the country's capital city. Brink, who took office in March 2023, was elected with the backing of several parties, including Action SA, the ACDP and the IFP. However, the tables have turned after Action SA leader Herman Mashaba declared the DA could no longer count on their support in the latest no-confidence vote. The ANC is expected to hold a high-level meeting to finalize their voting stance. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says the current challenges facing the world are daunting yet surmountable. He was addressing a G20 high-level meeting at the headquarters of the United Nations General Assembly. So South Africa will assume the G20 presidency this December and host the summit next year. I'm Marlina Fouchier, with News Die Uur. 'N man wat nie sy HIV-status aan sy vriendin bekend gemaak het nie, is lewenslank tronkstraf opgelê vir onder meer poging tot moord.
Capitec's new print and pro smart card machines offer ultra-low fees, 60% less commission than most competitors. We also process payments 3 times faster with free next-day settlements 7 days a week. From 1 September to 30 November, you can get the pro for just 499 Rand or the print for 999 Rand. Order it online, delivered for free in days and no contract or lock-in. Visit capitecbank.co.za/business or your nearest branch now.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
How are you doing? Where have you been? I've been practicing this moment for like 20-something years in my head. It's nice to meet you. That's what I said. You said, baby, this is gonna be a movie scene we'll never forget.